everyone. Thanks so much for being here. This is the weekly Davis County Board of Commissioners public work session. And today is Tuesday, April 18th, 2023. It's 10 a.m. We have a live stream going, and people can watch that after the fact. We also take public comment. Don't think we've received any by email today. Oh, did I say? Oh, sorry. Public commission meeting. Where we work, different from the work session we had before this. All right, so Commissioner Stevenson is excused for a different county meeting, and we will open with our Pledge of Allegiance. And Ashley, I'm wondering if you would please lead us in that today. Ashley Young, our Animal Care Director.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. Okay, so I'm Commissioner Kamalu, serving as chair this year. We have Commissioner Elliott, Civil Attorney Neil Geddes, our auditor, Curtis Koch, and then a deputy filling in for Brian McKenzie today, right? Jesse, thank you. All right, so he's excused as well. I don't think we have any recognitions, presentations, or informational items today. So we will move to the public comment, if there's anyone here who would like to make a comment. Okay, seeing none, we will move to our public hearing. And I move that we open the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then our auditor, Curtis Koch, will give some information.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today a resolution and budget opening for the following items. In Fund 10 for Justice Court, there was an inadvertently missed wage increase of 3% for our data quality tech that was approved in the budget process. And so under expenses, you'll see an increase of $1,812. For payroll, payroll taxes of $139, workers' comp of $2, and retirement of $405. That will be paid for using fund balance. In legal defenders, we've received revenues of $80,000 and $45,814 for a full-time social worker. The $80,000 is from an IDC state grant. And the remaining amount is from Title 9E entitlement funds to cover the benefits. And so you have an offset there of $80,000 for a full-time social worker in payroll, payroll taxes of $6,120, workers' compensation fees of $1,384, insurance of $22,158, and retirement of $16,152. In the recorder's office, in our budget annual, or excuse me, monthly budget meetings, the commissioners, the committee recommended and the commissioners approved in subsequent budget meetings an increase for Recorder Tech 2 to a quality assurance, raising it to a grade 15. And so this amount will come from fund balance of $1,709 for payroll, payroll taxes of $131, $30 on workers' compensation, and $376 in retirement expense. In the sheriff's office, we have a rollover from the 2022 to 2023 budget for ammunition that was not received but ordered in January of 2022. Due to supply chain issues, and so your fund balance will decrease with this for $13,360, and then you have a rollover of equipment that was not received in 2022 for a transportation van, and that will decrease fund balance by $13,999. In Fund 13, you have an unexpected donation that was received under Agreement 2023-203 for $7,725 and an offsetting expense to be used in travel, education, and training of $7,725. In Fund 15, you have additional revenue coming in from Suicide Prevention Program, agreement number 2020-283E for $40,500. You have an offset in expense of $40,000 of expense for miscellaneous supplies, and then $500 for miscellaneous services. In you also have an increase of revenue of $2,000 for the 2023 AAA Child Passenger Safety Donation Program, and an increase in car seats and helmets expense of $2,000. In miscellaneous grants, CDEPI has received an additional $2,500 in revenue with an offset of expenditure of $2,500 for additional education and training in that area. And then you also have, so this will come from fund balance, $8,247 for a complete engine replacement work in 2023. The engine was received late in 2022 and so it was not able to be installed. In senior services, you have an IHC senior services evidence-based program award agreement 2023-172 for $5,000, resulting in an increase in subs and memberships of $1,000, education and training of $2,000, professional and technical of $2,000. In Fund 18, economic development, during the monthly budget meetings, the budget committee heard and recommended approval, and the commission has taken action to increase a grounds worker grade 12 to a campus operations manager grade 22. Looking forward to when the event center is fully operational. That is an increase in payroll of $19,944. Payroll taxes increased by $1,526. Workers' compensation increasing by $345. Insurance by $18,135. And retirement by $4,317. In Fund 21, B Roads, you have a rollover from 2022 to 2023 for Fruit Heights City contract for the 650 North rebuild. The contractor agreement was 2022-412. The expense increases by $272,069, and you also have additional work to be completed in that area, totaling $30,621,000. And that will impact your fund balance or will be drawn down from fund balance. In library, Fund 23, you have a rollover from 2022 to 2023 for the agreement 2022-405 software to schedule meeting rooms and calendars for $6,000, an increase of expense that will draw down your fund balance as well. In Fund 24, Public Works, we have received or are anticipating to shortly receive state funding for use in emergency response for flooding of $66,000. So you have an increase in revenue of $66,000 and an expense of $66,000. We wanted to put that on this budget opening, recognizing that we don't have that agreement with the state yet, but as soon as we have it, we want to give the department the flexibility to move as quickly as possible to utilize those funds in the best manner possible. So I would watch for that agreement in the coming weeks, but we did not want to cause additional delay in getting those resources out to the public. In Fund 46, Health Capital, we are rolling over $11,615 for landscaping, to finish the landscaping project for signage at the Clearfield administration building. That project was not able to complete due to the timing of winter and getting the actual signage in due to supply chain issues.
Health Administration Building. Yeah.
Yes, Health Administration Building in Clearfield. In Fund 74, the budget for dental premiums and estimate claims was inadvertently left out of the annual budget, and so you can see revenue coming in of $850,000 with an offsetting claims expense of $850,000. And so total revenue change for this budget opening is $1,099,539 with expense changes of $1,504,321. So use of fund balance throughout the various funds totaling $404,782. And I'm happy to answer any questions you have regarding this budget opening and resolution.
Thank you, Curtis. Any questions?
I don't have any.
I don't have any either. I move approval. Public comment, sorry. Yeah. Is there anyone here who would like to speak to this item?
I move that we close public hearing.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Very good.
We approve the items, additional budget appropriation request presented in the public hearing.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, Randy. Okay, now we'll move to the business and action items. First up, start of the alphabet, and our wonderful director, Ashley Young, with Animal Care.
Thank you so much, commissioners. The first item on our business action is the acceptance of a donation to Animal Care made by Nancy Marple. Receivable in the amount of $100, and this donation was made on February 17th of 2023. The second item is again with Nancy Marple. It's a donation that was made in the amount of $100. She does donate every month, $100. This one was for January 17th of 2023.
So wonderful. Does she have anything particular that that's supposed to help with?
It just goes into our operating expenses donation thing.
To help with whatever is needed.
Yes.
That's fantastic. And what city does she live in? I'm curious.
I'm not sure what city she lives in, but she did adopt a cat from us, and that has prompted her donations.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you. It's fun to know.
All right. I'll move approval to items 1 and 2. I had so many things going through my brain, but I'm not going to say comments on that, but anyhow.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. All right. We have an item from our auditor. Another one.
Yeah, commissioners, this is actually from the commissioners. But it got listed under the auditor. This is the letter of engagement to confirm the understanding of audit services to be provided to Davis County for the year end of 2022. This is with Carver Florick and James, your external auditor, that comes in and performs the external audit on the finances and, as a result, the auditor's office. And so that's why I want to make sure it's very clear this is your engagement letter and not the auditor's engagement letter.
Yes, true enough. We work as administration directly with the external auditor. So thanks for that clarification. All right, I move approval of number 3.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Next is community and economic development, and our director, Kent Anderson, with an unusually short list.
Still 3. Looking at the others. No, I'm just kidding. I appreciate it. We've got 3 items for your consideration from our department today. Item number 4 is an approval of a public relations strategy and execution with the Roos Company for the Legacy Event Center's expansion and groundbreaking event and PR surrounding the county's investment in the USU Agricultural Heritage Center and the Davis Heritage Festival. Terms payable in the amount of $40,000 beginning 4/11/2023 to 12/31/2023. Item number 5 is an approval of the sponsorship agreement with Chevron for the 2023 Antelope by Moonlight Bike Ride. Terms receivable in the amount of $3,000 beginning 6/30/2023. And item number six is an approval of a summary list of low-dollar, low-risk agreements, terms receivable in the amount of $6,638.79, beginning 3-4-2023 to 6-18-2023. Yes, Commissioner Kamal, you missed my great reading of the agenda last week when we had two pages.
I'm so sorry that I missed. I hate to miss, mostly because of what might happen when I'm gone. All right.
I'll move items, approve items 4 and 6.
4, 5, and 6?
4, 5, and 6.
And I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right. Our facilities director, Lane Rose, has an item for us. And I have a question for you after the fact today.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you, Commission. Lane Rose, facilities director. This is for your approval, a contract with Brightview Landscape Service Incorporated. This is payable in amount of $101,626.58. This is terms beginning today, 4-18-2023, ending 4-18-2028. So it's a 5-year contract for our ground services for 17 of our county locations.
Right. People don't realize there's 17 county facilities, and that doesn't include the sheriff's, right?
And golf course.
And golf course doesn't include there either. Yeah, that's wonderful. Great. Thank you for that, Lane. Any question?
Nope. Thank you. I move approval of items number 7.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Thank you. From the sheriff's office, it is not Chief Deputy Andy Oblad. No. It is instead our Chief Deputy Arnold Butcher. And you've got... Yeah, you're not competing today, only one.
No. Well, you know, for the record, and every one of those is a contract.
True
so
enough.
When you see 18 participants, every one of those is a contract.
Yeah.
It might not be a long reading, but
right.
It's a lot of back-end work.
So you're more efficient. Thank you.
I don't know about that, but I'm not trying to compete with Kent. As a matter of fact, I think he should just present everybody's because he does it so well.
That would be really efficient.
Right?
Yeah.
So happy tax day, by the way.
Yes, happy tax day.
Right?
Hope everyone's done with that. Check that box.
Right? Actually, it's a good thing.
Yes.
And that's what makes the world go around. So for your approval, we have a release and liability waiver rights and a participation agreement for the SCRAM program, the Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitoring. And you see participants 1 through 4. And the terms are receivable in variable amounts based off of their monitoring fees and their testing fees. And this begins upon final signature and runs until the participant is no longer under court order to participate in this program.
Very good. Like the other ones we've had before us. So I'll move approval of item 8.
And I second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you so much.
I was looking at Mark when I was talking today.
Thank you, Butch. All right, and an item from the Treasurer's Office today. Treasurer Mark Alton.
Good morning, Commissioners. Mark Alton, Treasurer. Item number 9 is a standard professional service contract with Moreton Asset Management. This was a vendor selected through an RFP process for investment portfolio management. They're a certified investment advisor, in order to qualify to even apply, they had to be a certified investment advisor according to the Utah Money Management Act and the Utah Money Management Council. So that's the as stated, the variable amounts depending on what type of a portfolio you see in there, that they will give us advice as to how we size the portfolio for what they'll do, and then according to what the size of the portfolio is how they would be charging. And we will not be paying them, but they will take the money off of the investments and it'll be a net earnings to us. So recommend for your approval.
Wonderful. And so this is, yeah, we had a discussion in a public work session, I feel like, about this quite a while back, right? Or during budget season or something. It was budget season, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, that's when it was that this would be probably wise for Davis County. All right. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. I'll move approval of item number 9.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
And then as for consent items, I move approval of March 28th, 2023, regularly commission meeting minutes, as well as work session meeting minutes and special work session meeting minutes on that date.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. I move that recess to Board of Equalization.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration under auditor adjustments, you have a report with various recommendations for denial of abatements attached to this register. You also have under corrections 10 veteran exemption tax abatements for the year 2022 that are recommended for approval. And that is your property tax register for April 18th, 2023.
Thank you, Curtis. I move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Move that we reconvene commission meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We have opportunity for comments. Anything from the clerk's office, Jesse?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Thank you. Anything from the attorneys? Yeah?
Nope.
Auditor Koch?
No comment, thank you.
All right, and Commissioner?
No comment.
Okay, it's up to me. And we had a fantastic presentation. Oh, we should have, would you like to make a comment?
Can I take 1 minute?
Yes, please, I meant to make sure we did that. Public comment, right here.
Yes, Rhonda Perks from Congressman Chris Stewart's office. I just wanted to give kind of a fun update on what the congressman did while Congress was out of session the last 2 weeks. They're back in session this week. So of course he's in DC, but while they were out of session, he did get to go to Ukraine and meet with President Zelensky. I won't take the time to talk about what those conversations all entailed, but there are...
If you're allowed, I don't know.
Well, okay, so yes, I mean, the conversation mostly centered around, obviously, that the U.S. wants to be helpful. We want to continue to help the Ukrainian people. You know, the congressman did also discuss that he is, you know, still concerned that we don't have a super definitive mission there. And he would really like to know kind of, you know, what the defined goals are. You know, and what will be considered a win. And he is still concerned about that. And they had a discussion about that, and that was great. The other concern he has is that, you know, he feels like Europe really needs to step up a little bit more and help financially with the goals that we have there. But, you know, all in all, he really felt like President Zelensky is sincere in you know, really wanting the best for his country. And, you know, obviously, the congressman was in full support of having the U.S. Help with that. We want to help these people. So, but there are some concerns. So that was a great visit. He went with there were some congressional assignments made. So he was there with a very small delegation, and it was kind of a crazy trip. I mean, they had to spend a full day on a train. Like getting there anyway, it was exciting, but you know, kind of somber and you know, really serious business. But I also wanted to mention that appropriations requests have wrapped up, and we were able to actually. Some of this stuff is still going on in terms of community project funding, but we were able to wrap up military requests. So all of our requests for Hill Air Force Base, Dugway, you know, the Twill Army Depot, all of those sister organizations that kind of help support Hill a little bit are all in. And Congressman Stewart's loving his assignment on the House HACD, like, let's see, House Appropriations Committee Defense.
Yeah.
He is the first Republican congressman from Utah to ever be on that committee. So he's really loving that. It's been great. And of course, like everything really, really is centered on the pacing challenges we have with China. So that's what we're working on.
Does he still have intelligence responsibilities?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That's state, right?
Yeah, intelligence and appropriations, and then the HACD is his, that's the subcommittee on the appropriations committee that he's on. So
wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you for coming. All right, so just the last thing, we had work session before this with a fantastic presentation from our Utah Department of Agriculture and Food. And I think a lot of people know this, that there is a tremendous history of agriculture in this county. And it's still very important that we are supporters of the farmers who desire to keep farming. And coincidentally, the annual banquet for Farm Bureau that Commissioner Elliott and I, and I think even Commissioner Stevenson, we get invited to this, that was held just on Saturday night. So it's really fresh in our minds about the importance of having local food supplies. And the pandemic also kind of brought that back to everyone's attention. So I'm very supportive of the ag that continues in this county. There is a whole bunch of data. Let's see if I wrote down some of the numbers. Still, well, I don't know. I wrote down too many things. But there's surprisingly still a pretty high amount of ag in this county, even though it's been shrinking. So big deal. It's a really big deal to be aware of and supportive of ag. We talked about the conservation easements also, which there was a state law passed so that there will be a funding revenue for conserving easements, open space, and ag into the future. So we're pretty excited about that. And with the Farming Bureau, I don't know, Randy, what do you want to say? It was, I said in the work session that it truly was a lure to me to consider someday going rural and having a small farm. very patriotic, very community-minded, very much beauty to this great land of ours. And just so thankful for the people who do farm and who have all of those values. It's a big deal for our country. It's a big deal for our county. And I'm actually proud of Farm Bureau and the work that they do. That's, I think, what I would like to say about it. Yeah, do a good job. All right, with that, we will go ahead and adjourn, and it is 10:27. Have a great day, everyone.